Our Lady's words, taken from the book The Mystical City of God, Transfiction, Book 2, Chapter 20. Our Lady reminds us that as Christians, followers of Christ, we are not above our Master, and so we should expect to suffer in imitation of Christ.
My daughter, thou reflectest with wonder upon the hardness and malice of the Jews, the weakness of Pilate, who knew of their evil dispositions and permitted himself to be overcome, though fully convinced of the innocence of my Son and Lord. I wish to relieve thee of this astonishment by furnishing thee with instructions and warnings suitable for making thee careful on the path of eternal life. Know then that the ancient prophecies concerning the mysteries of redemption and all the holy scriptures were to be infallibly fulfilled, for sooner shall heaven and earth fall to pieces than that their words failed of their effect as determined in the divine mind, in order that the most ignominious death foretold for my Lord should be brought about. It was necessary that he should be persecuted by men, but that these men should happen to be the Jews, the priests, and the unjust Pilate, was their own misfortune, not the choice of the Almighty, who wishes to save all. Their own wickedness and malice brought them to their ruin, for they resisted the great grace of having in their midst their Redeemer and Master, of knowing him, of conversing with him, of hearing his doctrine and preaching, of witnessing his miracles, and they had received such great favors as none of the ancient patriarchs had attained by all their longings. Hence the cause of the Savior was justified. He manifestly had cultivated his vineyard by his own hands and showered his favors upon it. But it brought him only thorns and briars, and its keepers took away his life, refusing to recognize him, as was their opportunity and their duty before all other men. This same, which happened in the head Christ, the Lord, and the Son of God, must happen to all the members of his mystical body, that is, to the just and predestined to the end of the world. For it would be monstrous to see the members incongruous with the head. The show showed no relation with the Father, or the disciples unlike their Master. Although sinners must always exist, since in this world the just shall always be mingled with the unjust, the predestined with the reprobate, the persecutors with the persecuted, the murderers with the murdered, the afflicting with the afflicted, yet these lots are decided by the malice and goodness of men. Unhappy shall be he through whom scandal comes into the world, and who thus makes himself an instrument of the demon. This kind of activity was begun in the new church by the priests and Pharisees, and by Pilate, who all persecuted the head of this mystic body, and, in further course of the world, by all those who persecute its members, the saints and the predestined, imitating and following the Jews and the devil in their evil work. Think well, then, my dearest, which of these lots thou wishest to choose in the sight of my Son and me. If thou seest thy Redeemer, thy spouse, and thy Christ tormented, afflicted, crowned with thorns, and saturated with reproaches, and at the same time desirest to have a part in him and be a member of his mystical body, it is not becoming, or even possible, that thou live steeped in the pleasures of the flesh. Thou must be the persecuted and not a persecutor, the oppressed and not the oppressor, the one that bears the cross, that encounters the scandal, and not that that gives it, the one that suffers, and at the same time makes none of the neighbors suffer. On the contrary, thou must exert thyself for their conversion and salvation, and as far as it is compatible with the perfection of thy state and vocation. This is the portion of the friends of God and the inheritance of his children in mortal life. In this consists the participation in grace and glory, which by his torments and reproaches, and by his death of the cross, my Son and Lord has purchased for them. I too have cooperated in this work, and have paid the sorrows and afflictions, which thou hast understood, and which I wish thou shalt never to be blotted out of my inmost memory. The Almighty would indeed have been powerful enough to exalt his predestined in the world, to give them riches and favors beyond those of others, to make them strong as lions for reducing the rest of mankind to their invincible power. But it was inopportune to exalt them in this manner, in order that men might not be led into the error of thinking that greatness consists in what is visible in happiness and earthly goods, less being induced to forsake virtues and obscure the glory of the Lord. They fail to experience the efficacy of divine grace and cease to aspire towards spiritual and eternal things. This is the science which I wish to study continually and in which thou must advance day by day, putting into practice all thou learnest to understand and know.